As we continue on our fall sports previews, we are here today with head coach of the Andrews Lady Bulldogs volleyball team, Jerry Graff. And coach, you lost a big number of seniors last year that had played quite a bit for you, but you do regroup and bring in quite a few seniors. And, you know, look at it, some girls that saw significant playing time the last year or two for you. Let's talk about this year's program.
Yeah, so we did lose a very large class last year and a lot that had played very consistently for all 4 years of their high school career. So that's going to be a lot to replace. But I think that we are ready to reload this year and just keep everything rolling.
Well, as we take a look at it, you do bring back, it looks like maybe your lead blocker in Cameron Gucci, a setter, and Dakota Stutzman, also Salen Young. And then you saw some girls that got to see a little bit of playing time, and Kendall Delmont, as well as Carly Crowell getting a little bit of playing time too. So you do have some folks coming back that did see significant playing time at the varsity level last year.
Yeah, we do. We are lucky to have especially Cam and Dakota coming back. They've been starting for a few years now. Salen's got a lot of experience both setting and, you know, coming in and serving and playing some defense for us. And then Carly and Kendall, they're going to be great additions to the regular playing this year.
Well, let's talk about some of those others that you're going to have to look forward to step up and fill some roles on the offensive and defensive side of the volleyball net.
Yeah, so we have some juniors coming in that are going to, and some seniors that are going to step in and take some roles as far as some hitting and some defense. Looking for a new libero, so trying to see who's going to step up and win that role. We've got a few that are kind of fighting it out, so we'll see what happens.
Well, and it's a team that coming into this season, as we have seen as of late, you know, the height really hasn't been on the side of things for Andrews the last few years. You are in a very tough conference. Gothenburg is going to be solid this year. Broken Bow has been pretty solid. Ogallala, we could go on, but you find yourself right at the very bottom of Class C1 instead in C2 this year, coach. But, you know, let's take a look at it. First of all, as you get ready to open up the season, you do have the North Central Knights coming up, who they also did lose players from last year.
Yeah, so we start out next Thursday at home for North Central, and we're really excited about it. We think it's going to be a great game. They did lose some, but they do still have some good talent around, so we're excited to see what happens and kick things off.
You know, number-wise, it's probably not that bad for the girls this year.
Yeah, so we have 19 this year. We had, I think, 23 last year. So after losing that very large class, we are fortunate to still have 19. So that's good.
Yeah, and of course, I'm not thinking, oh, it's about 7 seniors, maybe, somewhere around there?
Yeah, we have 7 seniors, 5 juniors, 4 sophomores, and 3 freshmen.
So again, kind of short on the freshman and the sophomore class towards the bottom of your, you know, your underclassmen, and looking forward to kind of getting those built up. Tell us a little bit about your coaching staff, too.
Yeah, so this year we'll have, we have Haley McBride returning to be an assistant coach, and then we have Sarah Shipwright, who's going to be a volunteer assistant again this year for us.
All right. Well, again, the volleyball is one of those sports that, you know, it takes a lot. You sit there and think about it. You know, you're in one area, but there is a lot of coverage area there, a lot of things that it can go and do go wrong. But what do you tell the girls as you are right now into practice and things maybe not quite jiving, as maybe 3 or 4 of these are just starting to play with another 3 or 4 different people that they haven't played with in the last couple of years?
Yeah, so we talk a lot in practice about how nobody's perfect at volleyball. Like, it's okay to make mistakes, and you just need to learn from them and move on. So we've been working a lot on that, like just making sure that they aren't trying to be perfect, because things get messy, like you said, and you're going to mess up, and you just got to learn from it and move on and do the next play. So we've been working on that, and then we've been working a lot on our defense and trying to make our circles bigger so we can cover more area, getting on the floor and things like that. So.
And, of course, I'm sure most of them were able to take part in some of your off-season activities, playing a little bit of maybe some tournament ball action, as well as some camps.
Yeah, we had a good turnout this summer for our summer skills sessions, and then also for team camp. We had a good time, and they really played very well down there in the team camp.
Well, Coach, we always talk about some of the expectations, things like that. And for these youngsters, as they get ready to head in, it's just maybe one of those day-by-day, build it from one day to the next.
Yeah, we're really just trying to take one day at a time. Right now it's kind of snowballing on us with the practices and trying to get ready for Tuesday for the Jamboree and then Thursday for a game. And so we're just trying to push as hard as we can, but, you know, take it one day at a time and see what happens.
And again, you're kind of trying to build up the team again. You kind of have the paddle, the oar, whatever it is for the youngsters that actually maybe go above and beyond. Or tell us a little bit about that little program you've inserted into practices.
Yeah, so we have an oar that we use. We kind of use it to symbolize being all in and, you know, going one direction, like rowing the boat one direction as a team. So then along with that, we started last year with a smaller oar that is the first mate, the team first mate of the week. So every Friday, the team gets to vote on that, and that's kind of a person that is all in for the team. You know, the team's biggest cheerleader, puts the team before themselves, that type of player. And so that's something that's really fun for them. They get to vote every week, like I said, for their teammates, and they really take pride in being able to put their name on that paddle.
Well, of course, we've talked a little bit about some of those that are returning, and maybe some of those youngsters you're seeing a little bit about that already improving throughout the practice season this year for your youngsters.
Yes. I love seeing the huge improvements of the younger crew. Some of them, you know, come in and haven't really done much volleyball for the last year or two. And so when they come in and you can see the improvements that just snowball and happen so quickly, that's awesome to see.
And quickly, you want to break down each class for us so the people out there know who we're going to be seeing?
Sure. For our seniors, we have Kirsten Held, Tatum Nicholas, Lauren Ortner, Cameron Gucci, Salen Young, Dakota Stutzman, and Allie Conroy. For our juniors, we have Brianna Furno, Carly Kroll, Joss Good, Kendall Delamont, and Cheyenne Temple. For our sophomores, we have Kimmy Arnes, Joe Pozell, Braxton Fletcher, and Grace Goodwin. For our freshmen, we have Megan Jones, Christina Furno, and Ada Booth.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck, Coach. It seems like they let you do a little conditioning and practice for about a week, and then, boom, they put you right into a full schedule.
Yeah, it's coming right up, so we're doing what we can to get ready.
And that, again, is our Ainsworth High School girls volleyball coach, Jerry Graff, on our preseason interviews today.